Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
Survivor Specialist Phil and Intern are back. The Intern has made his way onto the podcast for the first time. There he is for anybody who is wondering what he looked like.
That's me.
That's him. I don't know anything about him. I don't know his name. I just know him as Intern. So Intern, go on, introduce yourself, tell everybody who you are, how you're liking this season. Let's go.
Hello, everyone. My name is Robert. I'm a senior at Virginia Tech right now. I'm really enjoying the season. I've been watching since, like, I think my first season was Heroes vs. Villains. So, you know, it's a great – I love Christian, love the David tribe. There we go. That's my intro.
There you go. I like that you've only been watching since Heroes vs. Villains. This is why you're intern and not a specialist yet.
Right. I haven't graduated yet.
Yeah, we got to lock you in a basement like we do it to Alexa. Prep you, get you ready for all this, make you watch seasons 1-13.
I started watching In Heroes vs. Villains, and then I binged like most of them before, but like that was like middle school for me. So,
gotcha. All right.
Most of them. Almost there.
The important part is you're sitting here and you're watching David vs. Goliath. We just had episode 3 go down.
Fantastic episode.
Fantastic. Natalie survived, which is great for Phil over here because finally, somebody on my fantasy team doesn't go home. I think it was Alexa who took the bath here. About time something bad happens to somebody else. I'm tired of watching all of my players go. Natalie, I love you.
Did you think that Jeremy was going home, or did you think Allie was going home?
I thought Jeremy was going home. I thought they edited it really strongly to imply that Jeremy was going home.
Right. Because they had like the little like family bit of like, oh man, like my mother has a early onset, or my father has early onset Alzheimer's, and I was like, oh no, like I feel so bad for him. And then he started like getting on people's nerves, and I was like, oh man, this is they're giving him all the content he needs right before he gets booted out. So,
well, and that's what I thought was crazy is when they first did that, I was like, wow, this guy could win the game. And then once that was done, I sat there and I was like, oh God, he's about to go home. Natalie's going to survive. Especially the name of the episode is I'm Goliath Strong. So I think that's a very telling episode title to give to somebody who says it at tribal council. I feel like it would have been crazy for her to go home after that.
Right, to get an episode title and then just like immediately go home after that. Right?
Like seconds later, you know, especially since she said it at tribal council.
Because so, I was thinking like from that and like getting the, like him finding the idol from last week, I was like, oh, he's like the strategic mastermind and now he's getting all this and he's like sleuthing out everything. But then he just got on people's nerves and they tried to like throw us off when, who was it in the, when they were in the shelter, and I think it was Natalia, and she's like, yeah, like, I don't want to vote him out yet. This is the best for my game. Maybe it's just because Natalie's annoying me, but we need to vote Natalie out. And I was like, oh, maybe. But then, like, it was a 9-1 vote. So I don't know how much worse we can get than that.
And I guess that shows how much pull Angelina has in the tribe, because I would have never expected that. I would have never expected it to be 9-1. I was expecting it to be sort of split like we saw in the David tribe last week. I figured that that's what we were about to get this time. We didn't get that. Instead, everybody was very much on board with this. And I was surprised. I guess Jeremy was really that untrustworthy where when he tried to stop everybody from having conversations, that was the turning point in his game. That was when he was doomed. He had no chance to recover from that.
Right, because Natalie was like, hey, can I talk with people privately? And then Jeremy was there, and Natalie was like, no, I mean, like, without you. And he's like, what? I'm just going to stay here. And I'm like, no, this is such a bad idea. Like, you're just digging your own grave right there.
Yeah. Oh, no. And you know, I get where he was coming from, because you don't want people to sit down. That obviously means she's about to try to throw you under the bus.
Right.
But he had to be smart enough to say, okay, Natalie, you do that. He came across as so paranoid at this game. I think that Jeremy could have lasted a lot longer than he did if he would have just relaxed. He just could not relax no matter what. He just couldn't do it.
Right. And so I don't know if you or the viewers watch Big Brother, but in Big Brother, it's always a bad thing to have like a house meeting. And so what Jeremy did in that episode is he got everyone together and he's like, guys, we need to stop doing this. And all that does is it doesn't ever like convey across what you want. It just pisses people off. And like, that's all he did is he was like, guys, stop having side conversations. And everyone was like, no, we're not going to not have side conversations. It's dumb.
Absolutely. And you have to do it. And intern, you know, me and Alexa don't watch Big Brother. Neither one of us says that. That's exactly what happened here. And even Mike, who seemed to really like Jeremy, saw that Jeremy was digging his own grave. And Mike knows that he could easily have a target on his back. And as long as Natalie stays, that's always somebody who's going to be more unlikable than Mike. And also somebody who's just as well off as Mike. This final three, if it's Natalie, Johnny Mundo, and Mike, all three of them are very, very successful people, you know? Right. So that's why John and Mike are willing to work with Natalie.
Right. And I like a side pivot. I like a... when Christian was talking, he's like, that's John, the mayor of Slamtown. I wonder what he does as the mayor of Slamtown. Like, what administrative things does he do?
Oh my
like
God.
for the Slamtonians there.
Slamtonians. That was the best line of it. And I love how Gabby was just eating it up. She just loves every second of it. But this also was kind of foreshadowing, I think, that John and Christian are going to end up on a tribe together at some point, whether it's at the merge or maybe we know that there's a swap coming up next week. So maybe it happens then. But Christian and John are going to end up working together. What I want to know is Christian and Nick threw Gabby under the bus so quickly. Is Gabby Christian's number one or is Nick Christian's number one? Because they're both fighting for it. Christian's the most popular kid here right now.
I feel like Gabby is Christian's number one. I feel like Christian and Nick, they get along, but it's like the nature of like Gabby and Christian both being like super nerdy people. I feel like they naturally click and it's easier for them to like have the same thought process as the other person.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think Nick could do like a good, like a Ben Driebergen where he's like in on the other side and being like kind of like a spy. Cause you saw him on the raft with everyone else, like Carl and B.
And so, B had her head on his lap and Davey was there. They were all there.
Right. So maybe he's like a spy from the other side, but he still works with Christian at least for a little bit.
Yeah. And I'm curious to see what's going to end up happening here because it seems like Nick really wants this Mason-Dixon thing to go. And they pulled off the first blind side of that season, getting Jessica out. So the two of them definitely bonded. But Nick seems really gung-ho about getting rid of Gabby. So I wonder how this tribe swap is going to shake out next week. And I think this is where the Davids are going to start to kind of take over a little bit. It seems like – I don't know why they kept showing us so much with B's knee, but –
Bees knees.
Wow. So, but they kept on showing us so much of Bees knee. They even gave the Davids screen time after they won immunity, which I don't know when the last time we saw that was. If somebody knows that fact, good for you. But I don't know what it is. So if somebody knows that, I think that's telling that somebody over there is definitely going to, you know, be the winner of this season. I really do believe that.
Right. No, I think I think it lends like because Survivor always likes having this like underdog story of like this underdog taking on like the Goliaths, like with if you have like a Mike Holloway story or Danny Boatwright or Chris Daugherty. And so they're trying to like construct this own like, oh, it's the David versus Goliath season. Like obviously one of the Davids is gonna, you know, and it feels like they really are able to play into that, which could be why we think we have a David as a winner.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm totally buying it, but because right now the people who I like the most over on the Goliath tribe are people that I never would think could win just based on their profession before they come into the game. And I really think Johnny Mundo has a great chance right now. He seems like he's really pushing everything to the side, and every time he says Slamtown, it's like he's just making everybody laugh. Everybody loves it. Everybody seems to really love him. Yeah, he's great.
Fun. I also think like the way that they add like Christian like his little bits in, like when they were doing the puzzle and he's like, "Ooh, that's a hypothesis," and I'm like, yeah. "Yes, thank you. That's so funny. That's exactly what I want for Christian."
Yeah, and they did a lot of that. And then Nick also had a great line tonight of Mason Dixon right through the middle. I mean, how long was he waiting for that to come up? Right, I mean, considering that is literally what the Mason Dixon line did.
Exactly. Right. Right. You know,
so he was waiting for that. We're right in the middle. The Mason Dixon line. Like, get out of here, Nick.
It was so good.
Yeah. So this episode had, I mean, this episode had a lot because we didn't get the challenge wasn't very long. We had a lot going on before that. We had a lot of confessionals from everybody. And so, or most of the people at least, but we got a lot of character development and then, you know, I felt like the challenge was a small part of the episode, which I always feel like the challenges eat up too much time. And this tonight we didn't have that. So I really enjoyed this episode.
Did you see how much rain there was during that challenge?
It was ridiculous.
Like, that was insane. They were like swimming out there. That's crazy.
Well, and I loved when Jeff pulled off the tarp from on top of the whatever blankets and pillows. Yeah, and he's like, "Oh, I'll put that back on." Like, yes, please.
Yeah. You know, seriously, it's going to get drenched out there.
Yeah, and then that must – I'm really surprised if that was the same day when they went back over to David Beach. It was so sunny and beautiful when they got there.
When Jeff handed the immunity idol to the David tribe, it was, like, perfectly clear.
Yeah, like that's true.
Just that sporadic of rain out there in Fiji. Like, who knows? Not me, but, you know.
And they get really, really lucky with it all working out.
Right, right.
But so – What did I write down here? So what I guess we go back. Let's just start with the top. We come back from that tribal council. B is having her moment. Carl has his moment. Davey has his moment. They all have their moment. And then we see Christian throw Gabby under the bus, and we see Nick doing that. What's your take on Davey, Carl, B? What do you think about the three of them? How do they line up going into a swap here? And where did they stand?
Have a swap? I feel like last episode it was much more of the like. The Lursa, Elizabeth, Christian side of the story and Gabby. And I liked this episode how they're showing the other side of like, oh, we're the people that like just got blindsided. You know, I think that they'll be able to stick together as long as, I mean, it's weird also having a swap at 17 because it's usually like, are they going to do like an Exile Island thing that they did with Debbie and Julia? Or like, is it just going to be like back to uneven tribes? Like, who knows? But I feel like it's unless they go to three, I don't know, because then they'd have two extra people. But I think that they're sticking together is basically my point.
Yeah, it was interesting that we saw nothing from Lyrsa and Elizabeth. We can talk about what's going to happen with that swap in a second.
Yeah.
Really shocking. Nothing from Elizabeth, nothing from Lyrsa after they had such a big moment last week of Elizabeth really made that happen. Elizabeth was an overwhelming MVP last week. Right. She made that vote. She got Christian and Nick on board. Gabby helped with that, obviously. But Elizabeth got that started. And to hear nothing from Elizabeth and Lyrsa after they pulled this epic blindside, I thought that was pretty shocking. Like, we heard from six of the eight people on the tribe. The two we didn't hear from were the two people who were most at risk last week.
Right. I think I like it, though, because instead of just having the David tribe is all about Lyrsa and Elizabeth and Christian and Gabby, like, we are able to, like, explore all the different sides of the tribe dynamic, and I think that's super cool.
Yeah, yeah. I'm curious to see. I think it's going to be two tribes next week. I think what's going to end up happening is it's going to be two tribes. One, maybe an extra person either goes to Exile Island or, you know, just sits out and just comes onto the tribe afterwards. We've seen that happen. They could do a three tribe thing, but because, like you said, there's two extra people, that makes it almost impossible. I bet what they were planning to do is they were planning to swap no matter what after the second tribal council. And it just so happened that this time, the second tribal council came later because Pat had been medevaced.
Right. Do you think if one person gets sent to Exile Island, we get another visit from John Cochran?
Oh my God. I hope not. I really hope not. That's all I can say. I'm worried that I don't think that they would do something like that again because I don't think that was actually positive. And that made sense in Game Changers, I guess. Right. It doesn't make sense here. I am curious, though, with Exile Island, there is no precedent on this season for what would be there. That would have been something great in Ghost Island or something great in a season that's themed like that. In this one, there's no theme that would say, okay, you're going to, you know, an Exile Island where you can – fit in. And we saw it really screw Anna way back in Koh Rong. And it, you know, it didn't help Debbie. I mean, maybe it helped Debbie. I don't really know. But it's curious. I'm curious to see who this affects if they end up doing that. And, you know, that's getting into predictions. So
Right, right. That's a different podcast.
That's a different, which by the way, if anybody's listening, I won't announce this at the end. I'll announce this in the middle here. Looks like Alexa's back on Sunday. So everybody who's been crying and all of that, it looks like Alexa's back on Sunday. So
yes, I'm only here to be the new Alexa for this one episode.
This one, hey, you're following up Vaughn and Bradley. So that's not bad company.
Ooh, that's very good company.
Yeah. Also, I smoked Bradley again on the power rankings. I wanted to just throw that out there. I had Jeremy in spot 12, not very good, but Bradley had him in spot 4, which is even worse. So I get a bigger lead on Bradley and Alexa, and here I am. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Get that,
Bradley,
get that
Bradley, if you're out there, I just want to let you know that I support you fully, and I would love to see a comeback from you. I always want a fair fight.
There we go. There we go. See, no, we don't want that. We don't want fair fights on here. I mean, you're going to be tonight. You're going to be the one who's defending an MVP and an LVP from the other two tribes tonight. So then you'll see how fair this fight is.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Yeah. But so anyway, back to the matter at hand.
Right, right.
You know, the Davids, we didn't get as much from tonight because we saw Davey. We saw Carl have his emotional moment, which I thought was a really good moment for Carl. This could have been negative.
Right.
But I feel like it was very, very positive. B had a lot tonight. B was all over the place. And the focus on that knee, I don't know how much longer B's lasting.
Really? You don't know if she's lasting that much longer? Do you think she's going to get medevaced or something? Or
either medevaced or she's going to almost ask to be pulled. It's really weird because they focus so much on that knee, how she had sprained her MCL or torn her MCL and now she sprained it, and how she had to get pulled from a fight during that, and that's obviously her career. So I feel like that might be a little hint at something to come, but I think that would be – I mean, maybe that's a stretch, but I don't know how much longer we're going to see B. They focused a lot on that.
They did. And, like, oh, I had the point, and I just lost it. I think actually, yeah, what I was saying is, like imagine – I guess part of it is, like, being on Survivor is, like, so physically – straining. Like, I mean, I don't know, but I can imagine that it is. And just having like a torn like ACL and MCL, I know that like those two things combined are like so difficult, and I can't imagine what it's being like out there just like having to deal with both of those.
Well, if you I know you said you binged them when you were in like middle school or whatever, but yes. When Boo tore his, I think it was Boo who tore his ACL way back in Fiji, and he had like a torn ACL I think from like day 10 or something. It was ridiculous how early he tore his ACL. He made it all the way to final five. So that's a really brutal injury to have. Now I'm curious to see, because we've seen this happen before where if it has something to do with your profession, you take it a little bit more seriously. Mm-hmm. So you can tear your ACL, tear your MCL. It's not life threatening. You're not going to die out there, but
it's just going to hurt a lot. Right.
And you're an MMA fighter. You got to get that fixed, because when you leave the game, you need to go back to your life, which is a big deal. So I could see that maybe having a little bit of an effect. But either way, Lyrsa and Elizabeth make it to the swap. Carl, Davey, and B all make it to the swap. It doesn't seem like they're really aligned, the three of them. It seems like, okay, they all want to get rid of Gabby, but that really seemed the only thing they had in common. It just doesn't seem like the three of them are buddy-buddy.
If Gabby gets swapped off, then maybe they're like, oh, we don't actually like each other. And then there are cracks in that relationship and more dynamics can form. So
exactly. And I think actually if anybody's hurting themselves right now, it is Nick, because if Christian catches wind of Nick trying to get rid of Gabby, I think that that's going to end up biting Nick in the butt. And he's being very vocal about it, and all he's doing is talking to the three people on the lower side, which would have made the vote 4-4. Now this ends up working out in his favor, because as he goes into a swap, he has created good alliance, or at least good relationship, with the three people on the outs. Mm-hmm. But you know, all he was doing was making an alliance of four to combat an alliance of four. He was assuming Christian was with him, but it didn't seem like he consulted with Christian at all.
Right. And it's hard when you like, I'm going to be in the alliance of four. I think it was it might have been like Ko Rong or something, where it was like, oh, these three people are forming an alliance out of eight people. So why are you forming an alliance if you're still going to be in the minority?
It was actually two out of six. That's what it was. It was
right.
It was Peter and Liz who were creating an alliance with themselves.
Right. Yeah. And it's like, why are you making an alliance like that's 4 versus 4 when you need 5 to vote somebody out? Unless you were really confident that Nick could flip Christian.
Exactly. And Nick must be really convinced that he has Christian in his back pocket and just oblivious to Christian and Gabby's relationship, which I'm really surprised at.
Right. I feel like I feel like Nick thinks he's one of those like really like smart and charming people, and like he definitely is, but I feel like he might think he's more confident and charming and smart than he actually is. That's the vibe I get.
Yes, I agree with that. I think that he thinks that he's a little bit better at this thing than he is. So we'll see how that moves going forward. But I think he's somebody who goes early merge and watches Christian and Gabby go much further in the game than he does.
Right. I would agree with that.
Yeah. Back on the other tribe, because that is really who we got most of the content from this week, is the Goliaths. I thought it was pretty obvious the Goliaths were going to lose this week. We got so much of Jeremy early on. We got a lot of John talking about Natalie. We got all of them breaking off and talking together. Mike talking about Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
Angelina pushes this move so hard tonight. And it works, which is great.
Right.
What do you think about Angelina doing this tonight?
I think they should have voted off Natalie. I still think that like tribe strength is really important. And I don't think Natalie, like you saw like Natalia and Angelina were like, oh, like we could have done that. Like they saw it on the sidelines. I feel like at this point, it's still, you got to focus on tribe strength and you can vote out Jeremy later.
I agree with that. Cause I think that Angelina pushed this. All Angelina really does here is prove that she's a threat, because she just got rid of a really likable guy. Instead of getting rid of an easy boot, she gets rid of somebody who is strong in challenges, who is, you know, he might be scrambling too much. He's threatening, but he's threatening down the line. He's not threatening right now. And instead, she convinced everybody, who Natalia even says, I hate her. Alec had a lot of good points about why you should keep Natalie, or I mean, get rid of Natalie. And still, they all bought into what Angelina was feeding them. And I think that this might look great now, but going forward, what does this say about Angelina, you know? And do you think Natalie is going to just turn around and say, goodbye, I'm screw you guys, I like a couple of you, but I don't like you guys over here. Like, Natalie and Natalia are never going to work together. I'd be really shocked if they did.
Right. Also, what it proves for Angelina is that, like, there could be an obvious target, but she could flip a vote completely and change it to you, right? Like, if I'm playing with Angelina, she could blindside me because she, like, wants to, and that's really scary.
Yeah, and I'm surprised that her name didn't come up from anybody else, like Jeremy. You know, I'm surprised he didn't say, wait, who's throwing my name out there? Or somebody else might have said, wait, why is Angelina pushing so hard for this? She's got her own agenda. Right. Is she trying to work with Natalie? And instead, everybody just kind of bought into it. And we didn't hear anything from Dan tonight, really. We just saw him teaching Kara how to skip rocks.
How to the rock, yeah.
Beautiful. But we didn't get much from him, but he was just agreeing with Angelina 100%. And granted, that might just be because she's a woman and Dan is just completely blinded by them. But but I don't know. What is Angelina's power here? And is it? I feel like people are going to end up blindsiding her at some point. I feel like it's coming at some point.
Right. I also feel like at this point, when you have like Natalie and Jeremy just going after each other over and over and over again, I feel like the dynamic is just everyone's like, we have to vote one of them out. Right. Mm-hmm. We can't live with this. We can't live with these arguments. And Angelina's like, oh, well, there are two people that we could vote out. Why not vote at the other person? So that also could be it. Right.
Yeah, that could be it. And Natalie really is not threatening, but I understand where Natalia is coming from when she says she's just going to abandon us. And Alec, when he says she's just going to abandon us, I could totally see that happening, because we've seen it happen before. Oh, we're going to keep this person around. We'll keep him around. As soon as a swap hits, boom, bye. Cochran is a perfect example. You mentioned John Cochran earlier tonight. Cochran's a perfect example. They kept him around and he screwed them all, because you know what? You hated him. Like, you guys didn't treat him well. Now, I don't think Natalie is being treated as poorly as the edit made us believe. I also don't think Natalie is self-aware enough out on the island to realize maybe how negatively she's being seen by others. So I think she's just feeling good right now. She's in the big group. They got rid of the person she wanted to get rid of. That's even boosting her ego more. I think Natalie played this as perfectly as she could. She was a monster the first 6 days, and then says, but guys, Jeremy's worse. I'm a senior citizen. She just keeps playing that damn senior citizen thing. It's great.
It worked. And, you know, obviously she made it to the next tribal council, or maybe further. Also, there was a quote from Denise Stapley when she voted out Abby Maria in Final Five of Philippines, where she said, if voting out Abby Maria cost me $1 million, it would have been worth it.
Okay, yeah, that's perfect.
Right, maybe they just needed to vote someone out, even if it wasn't the right game move. So, I mean, I guess at this point it was Jeremy, so.
Yeah, and I feel like, I wonder with Jeremy being a super fan, if he's going to sit back, watch this, and say, what the hell was I doing? Because I feel like Jeremy could have been a very good Survivor player. I just feel like he completely overstepped his bounds in every way on this episode. He overstepped in every single direction you could possibly overstep.
Right. I think it was kind of like the Jacob Derwin thing where he was you get out there and it's like you're just so worried about everything. I think if he had toned it back and was just like yes, I'm anxious, but you know everyone's going to be anxious as well, then he would have been fine.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Also, the quote where he was like, "You haven't even watched a day of Survivor in your life, have you?" That one hurt. That's like a true insult to be on the show, but it was great TV, so I enjoyed
it. It's great. Well, also, I mean, while we're talking about insults and lines, what he did at Tribal, my God. Like, why did he just keep – and for him to go home, he had to feel like such an ass after that.
Right, right. I mean, in his in the final words that he had, he was like he was pretty sad about it. I don't remember the exact quote, but he was like, you know, I was just trying to help her out. You know, I wish her the best or whatever. I don't know if he said I wish her the best, but he was definitely just like trying to help out Natalie.
Yeah. It was definitely more positive. It was just what he said at Tribal when he was ripping apart, how could you be this old and not realize how you can? And like that was unnecessarily personal. The funeral thing was bad. Like that was so unnecessary.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was like Sue Hawk levels, except we're at final 18, not final 4 or final 2. Sorry, right. Everybody right. Who watched Borneo. My bad.
Yeah.
So I thought that was rough, but I do think that Jeremy would learn. And Natalie coming up to him and saying, "You were never supporting me. Where was your support? You're supposed to be my brother out here." I feel like he was trying to support her. I definitely think he was on her side. She just wouldn't – she didn't want to hear the negatives about her. And granted, it worked for her, so who cares? She doesn't need to learn that. But I do think that he was trying to offer an olive branch, and granted, we're only seeing – 5 minutes of their conversation. Right, so it could have been much worse.
I think when one person was handing the olive branch, the other person was like pissed off and trying to like not deal with them. And then it switched. So then the other person would hand the olive branch, but then like Natalie would be too pissed or whatever. And I think it was just a miscommunication, really.
Absolutely. Yeah. I definitely think that was something. And when you're out there, those are two very strong personalities who don't want to be told they're wrong. And when you have two people like that, it's really hard to tell one of them they're wrong because they will do everything they can to not hear it.
Absolutely.
So I think that's something to be said for Natalie. But hey, I am all in on Natalie this season. I love it. So much fun.
Her voting confessional.
Amazing.
Get off of my island. I was like, oh, yes, this is so good. I want this. I want these voting confessionals back where they just pound one in and they're like, you are going home.
Yep.
That's the best feeling.
And I think that there it says something to Natalie and Jeremy aren't going to hold a grudge against each other because after she says that, she's like, by the way, you have marvelous skin, darling. I thought that was fantastic.
So good. So fantastic. The entire thing was amazing. Also, after the Natalie and Jeremy confessional, or not the confessional, the argument that they had when Natalie was walking away, what the editors did is they cut it to black real quick.
Amazing.
And they just held it on that black screen for like a few seconds before the commercial break. And that was so good. I'm so glad with what the editors are doing.
And I think that's also why I figured that Jeremy was going home, because the editors were really playing into Natalie tonight. Her sitting there and saying, I think she says, cut that out right now. And when she says, cut that out right now, it cuts to black.
I know. And it's like, oh, it's so good.
And I think that was showing Natalie's in power. Natalie is in power on that tribe because she made herself look like she's non-threatening. And I don't think Natalie is non-threatening because you know what? The Davids don't know what it's like to be with her yet. And if she gets to she is still in a position where she could get to the end, sit there against people who aren't likable, and the Davids might never not like her. So, and you've seen John already talk nicely about Natalie. And it's right now, I think that she is more aware than we believe, but I also don't think that she's aware enough to ultimately win it, but I do think she's more aware than we believe as viewers. And I think that's what the editors are doing.
I feel like last episode she was edited as like the annoying camp person that you don't want to be around. This episode she was edited as like the mob boss villain that's like, oh, come on, like don't touch me. Like I'm just I'm the senior citizen.
Yeah.
And you don't need to worry about me. But then, you know, hopefully maybe she'll come into power later or something. I don't know. That'd be pretty fun, but
yeah, I'm all in on this Mike White, Johnny Mundo, Natalie. Like, give me those three.
That would be so much fun.
And I loved I thought Kara was good tonight. Kara had more moments again tonight. I don't hate Alec as much as I thought I was going to. He didn't really say much, but he was very normal in what he was saying. Right. So, like, give me that group. I will say Angelina now has too much power, so I want her to fail. because that's how I am. When somebody has too much power in the game of Survivor, you don't want them to win. You don't want it to be boring. So Angelina, I am now rooting against you. Natalia, I don't know how I feel right now because she kind of just bent over to let, you know, what do you call it? She let Angelina kind of do whatever. She just rolled over for her and just let it happen. And so I don't know how I feel about Natalia. And then who's the other person on that tribe? I'm drawing a blank. Dan. That's who I was thinking. Dan.
Yeah.
Dan is just still so blinded by the women right there that I can't get from that whole tribe. I'm definitely rooting for more of the minority group of Mike, Johnny Mundo, Natalie. I'm rooting for them to pull it out right now because they're still the ones who looked like they had no power tonight. We're still being led to believe that Angelina and Dan had the power tonight to make sure that it was Jeremy. So I'm still pulling for the people who might be on the out or seemingly on the outside.
I agree. And Mike, everything he does is like, oh man, Jeremy's getting a little overconfident. I don't want to be like caught in the crossfire of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like last episode where he and Jeremy were hanging out and Jeremy was like, here's the spear. Don't lose it. Don't stab yourself in the foot. Am I being too bossy? And Mike was just standing there. It's like, I love you, man. You're just going along for the ride.
Yeah. No, I think that's so spot on. It really is. I mean, Jeremy, there were so many hints early on that Jeremy was going to go home in this type of fashion that he was telling somebody you're not self-aware while he let his emotions get the best of him. And I think that might also be what Angelina and Natalia did tonight because they were so annoyed that Natalie lost that challenge for them. Then they said, oh, well, we can do that later. We can worry about her later. But they're still not realizing, especially Natalia, I feel like Natalie's never going to work with you. And that's just, that's a huge thing going forward in the game when people are never going to work with you to keep them around and vote out somebody who might have worked with you.
Right. I also wanted to give props to Kara. She didn't have much, but there was this one scene where she was talking with Jeremy and Jeremy was freaking out saying, I don't want all these side conversations. Like, I think it was before the big meeting and Kara was like, really? Like, people are having side conversations? And she was kind of like egging him on, like, yes, like, I didn't know this. I want you to tell me more. And I feel like that was a really good sign for her as a player because you know, you want to be able to have people give you information and you want people to like tell you things even when like, you know, maybe you are actually having side conversations.
Yeah, exactly. And Kara seems like she's doing a really good job. She knows about the idol. Also, by Jeremy going home, now there's still a lot of people who know about the idol, but it's a lot. I think it's that kind of gets rid of the one person who actually saw it. Everybody else just kind of heard it. And I don't know if Mike has actually gone around telling anybody about that idol. So Kara knowing, Angelina knowing, you know, Dan obviously knowing, and then now Jeremy's gone. So Mike, so there's only like four people I think who have seen the idol.
Right. I think Mike believes there is an idol like enough to, because I do think he had like a legitimate bond with Jeremy.
He was standing guard too when Jeremy grabbed
him. Right. He didn't see the idol, but like he was like, yeah, I trust that Jeremy told me that there wasn't actually an idol. And it was so funny when Jeremy was like, he was talking to Johnny Mundo and he's like, yeah, I saw the idol and everything. And John is just like, I don't trust this kid at all. And it was so funny.
Mm-hmm. It was great. And John's great. I love John. I think John is so much better than I thought he was going to be. I thought he was going to be so over the top. Also, like, let's talk about this challenge a little bit. First of all, when they gave the immunity up, Allison said, borrowing it for now. Allison, did you not listen last week? You had to go back, tell the editors that you didn't want that in there. I can't do this. Like, I can't – these jokes about, oh, you're just borrowing it, or, oh, just for now. I can't do it anymore, Allison. I picked on Angelina last week. I'm picking on Allison now.
Everyone makes that joke.
Yes, and I will say that anybody who says it will be my permanent LVP vote for the week. So Allison is my LVP. That's at least who I'm saying should be LVP, so I'll throw that out there now. It's one of those things that the more you watch her, and especially I've rewatched it so many times, so many different seasons, that you hear it so much. And maybe the first person who said it was clever, but now you're at the point where, okay, we've heard that for like 30 seasons. I can't do it anymore. It happens every episode. I think Kellen did it last season. Sorry, Kellen. You know I love you, but come on. You know, so many people do it. Yeah, there you go. But so many people do it.
I want someone to be like, man, I hope to see you on the other tribe, little idol, and like give it off to Jeff just like as a little joke, right?
That would be amazing.
If any of the viewers are going to be on Survivor, I want to see you come up with a cool joke. And then know personally that I'll love you forever.
There you go. And we'll be, I'll be so pleased because I won't have to sit here and complain about it. And like, okay, she said it, and like Angelina gave it back. I think it was Angelina who gave it back, hands it to Jeff. And I was like, yes, didn't say it. And then as they come back to the mat, Allison goes, borrowing it for now, right, like leaned in. It was like a Dwight Schrute turn and stare at the camera. You know, it's terrible. I can't do
right.
it.
Oh man. Yeah. No.
Go ahead.
All right, I didn't have anything to say. I was just agreeing with you. So
okay. Well, here we go. We got the challenge. So here's something I want to talk about with this challenge. Bradley and I were ripping on the puzzles before this. This challenge was so intense. And then once I got to the puzzle, it was like, okay, somebody's going to finish first. This was exactly what Bradley and I talked about on the predictions episode. Right, this challenge was so good. B and Alec were tied. The other three, the three on three were tied. Everybody was right neck and neck. Intensity, people yelling at each other, this crazy rainstorm, all this great stuff going on. Loved it. Amazing. Blah, blah, blah. Four-piece puzzle. And everybody's just kind of looking around going, ooh, come on, ooh, come on, ooh. Like, I would have preferred the 1 to 100 puzzle because at least I can watch the progress happen. When it's a four-piece puzzle, there's no progress.
The 1 to the 100 puzzle is, like, my least favorite puzzle because it's more of, like, a chore, right? Like, oh, sorry, I dropped my 1 to 100 pieces. Could you put them back in order? Thanks, right? There's no like, oh, how does this go together? How does this fit, right?
I agree with you. I'm just saying that puzzle, at least you could see
it was progress. Worse than that.
This puzzle, you can't see the progress. Right. So you have this great challenge. Everybody's neck and neck. It's such a simple challenge. Just untangle yourselves. You are side by side. Make it so that it just ends when you cross the line. Make it where you go 1, 3, 4. So then you have a four-person one who has to do it at the end.
Right.
And have it go that way because this was so good. This was so close. By the time they got to the puzzle, I'm sitting there and I'm going, Gabby and Christian aren't going to lose this. They're not going to lose to Natalie and Allison. We've been told over and over again that Natalie is going to blow this. By looking at Natalia and Angelina over on the side, we knew that they were going to lose that challenge. And I just was like, oh, come on. I need this. Come on.
Right. Give me something to be excited about instead of just like going along for this entire physicality ride. And then, they got the puzzle. Cool. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like it was such a great challenge. And then it just was not a great challenge anymore. So I don't know. I hope they find a way to stop doing that. I didn't love it tonight.
They could do a puzzle and then a physical part.
Really something like that. Something or just don't do a puzzle. Like you didn't need this. And it was a smaller puzzle and it could have been great, but there was no speed to it once they got to the puzzle. Then it's okay, we need to think about this. I can't see into Christian and Gabby's head, although I'm sure that those would be interesting places to live. I cannot get in there. I can't get in there. So I can't watch it the way I can watch everybody trying to navigate the ropes and yelling at each other and doing things.
Right. Or like that puzzle last week where you have to balance like as a group, right?
Yeah.
Like that's intense.
Intense, but it also took an hour, which is awful. Never should take an hour.
Right.
You know. But anyway, it was great that we got to see the Davids finally win. That was huge. I liked that. That was great to me.
I almost wanted them to like lose like a few more tribal councils to like really have an underdog story, but I do like keeping things even. So
And I think like where everybody's at right now, there's such a divide in both tribes. Yes, they voted 9-1 tonight on the Goliaths. Doesn't mean that they're a 9-1 tribe. I don't believe it. I don't buy it. I think that there's still very many divisions inside of that.
Right.
You know, Jeremy's gone now. We know about these. Angelina's got Johnny Mundo. Angelina doesn't have Johnny Mundo. Johnny Mundo's got Natalie, and he likes Natalie more. And if Angelina's going to start going after Natalie, then Angelina's going to be done. Now Angelina could work with Johnny Mundo and Natalie, but that's like the only way that's going to work out.
Right. I mean, we saw today, like everyone was like, oh, are we voting for Natalie? Are we voting for Jeremy? And it almost felt like we were going to have like a divided vote only because people just like had different interests, right?
Yeah.
Like it almost felt like that. And, you know, now you have to go into another vote where there will actually be more of a reason other than just like, oh, I like this person more than this other person.
Exactly. And once you do a swap, it always mixes stuff up and everything's so even and people aren't completely on the same page. And that's what's making this one so interesting. This isn't going to be, I hope that this isn't going to be like the Navidi Malolo, where the Navidis who just ended up on the one tribe were just going to listen to whatever Kellen and Bradley said. And because that was happening, it made it so easy for them to knock off the other side. Here you have 9 and 8. I'm hoping that what they do is a 4-4 split. I don't even care if one of the Goliaths are automatically going and doing something else. Just make it as even as possible, because that's going to be so much more fun to watch.
Right. I don't want two Pagonians back to back.
Exactly, because that could ruin a season that has so far been, I think, excellent. I think these first three episodes have been great. I love this cast. It's so many little moments. And Bradley was saying this on the predictions. There were moments for him. Like, there were moments for that cast last season. They just weren't shown. And now, tonight, we see so many of these moments, and I'm so much more into this than looking for Idol. We had Jeremy find the idol in Dan's pocket, and that set up this entire episode without anybody actually looking for an idol or talking about playing an idol. That's awesome. That's great. That's what I want all the time now.
And we didn't have the Christian episode one confessional where it's like he's phasing in and out of like talking about his slide puzzles. We got ooh, that's a hypothesis. And that was a great moment. It was like four words or like three words, and that's all we needed. Also, the editors are doing a fantastic job. I think they're springboarding off of the merge episode from Ghost Island, where they had that like the Dom and Chris like going back and forth, like talking over to each other's confessionals. It's like that level of editing, like every single episode. And I really love it.
It's been amazing. It's been great. And Alexa and I will always rip on the editors if it's boring, but you know, tonight I had a feeling it was going to be Jeremy. I was pretty confident it was going to be Jeremy, but I loved watching it play out because for two weeks we have watched Natalie dig herself a grave. And then she stepped out of the grave and pushed Jeremy into it. It was freaking awesome to watch. So good. It was
feel so bad for Jeremy, but it was worth sacrificing him to the Survivor gods for a great episode three.
Yeah, I know. That's the shame of it all, right? Like, it's only episode three, but I think we've honestly gone three episodes where we've lost three solid characters. I think Pat was a solid character. I think Jessica was a solid character. I think Jeremy was a solid character. We've lost three solid characters, and I don't feel like we lost them at the expense of bad characters. We lost them at the expense of other good characters. There's still so many good characters left in this game. Allison, who was invisible last week, had some stuff tonight. She had... you know, she was talking about the puzzle and all that. She had some moments tonight. Alec had some moments tonight, even though he didn't have a confessional. Everybody's kind of getting their little thing here, their little thing there, and it's making for great TV right now.
And it beat it too. Like, she didn't have a confessional last time, and now it's like, oh, my MCL, like, I, you know, bringing her real life stuff back into this. Like, it's everyone has their own thing. And I feel like going back to like the tribal divisions, like, there's nothing really like solid, like no solid alliances that we have. And so it doesn't feel like, it feels like it's going to like continue to be fragmented for a while. And I feel like that's really enjoyable.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. All right, let's jump over here to the MVP, LVP voting. So you're going to pretend you're Vaughn.
Okay.
From your team, you got to pick an MVP and or you don't have to pick an LVP from your team. You're trying to pick it from somebody else's. And then you're going to pretend you're Alexa, and then I'm going to give mine. I've already said my MVP is going to be Natalie, but I'll talk about my LVP after.
Who is on Vaughn's team?
Well, that's what I'm going to read it off to you. So you have Nick, Angelina, Elizabeth, Mike, Davey, and Lyrsa.
So I pick someone from that team or someone not on that team?
You want to pick somebody from that team to be MVP, and then you want to pick somebody not from that team to be LVP.
Now that you say the name, say the names one more time.
Nick, Angelina, Elizabeth, Mike, Davey, Lyrsa. You can also pick, you wouldn't want to pick somebody from Bradley's team to be MVP because he has B and Alec, but go ahead.
So if I'm picking someone from that team to be MVP, I would pick Mike.
You would pick Mike. So why are you picking Mike and not Angelina?
I was going based off of like the threat stuff that you were saying earlier, but now that you say that,
No, you can totally do it. I just want to know what you're, you know, I always put Alexa on the spot when she says she has
I was thinking Mike, because I feel like Mike is being like a good narrator. He's always like, oh, this person's doing this bad thing, or like, this person, maybe you shouldn't be saying this thing. And he's very observant of what's going on. But at least for this episode of being able to flip the vote to Jeremy, I'm gonna switch the vote to Angelina.
Okay, so you think Angelina. That's not – that one's not hard to fight with. I think either one of those would have been good choices. Elizabeth and Lyrsa didn't do anything. Nick, I don't know. Who would you say LVP is then? So now you can talk about anybody else who's in the game other than those six. You could have the same person for Alexa too when you pretend you're being Alexa.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Who's your MVP vote? Well, so you give me more time to think about my LVP vote.
Oh, well, so my MVP, I'm going to go with Natalie. I think Natalie, she tonight – was in a position where she should have gone home and she didn't. She didn't do well in the challenge, but she has clearly made enough relationship with somebody out there that she can move forward. I think that she set up pretty well with John, and now Mike doesn't have Jeremy. So even though Mike was saying, well, Natalie's the easy choice, he's voting with the group, and I think that that could ultimately end up leading him to Natalie. Angelina was very much saying, let's keep Natalie over Jeremy. Let's get rid of Jeremy. Natalie's an easy second. I don't think she's as easy of a second as people are thinking. So I think Natalie is pretty well positioned, especially going into a swap here. She's going into a swap with people on the other side who I think that she'll be able to work with. And on her side, she has some people who might just be like, well, she said she's Goliath strong. If anybody tries to get rid of Natalie, she can just be like, well, screw you guys. It was you guys who tried to turn on me. So I'm going with Natalie all in.
Right. Now that I'm thinking about it, I was trying to think of, who should I also, sorry, you like froze for a sec there. And I like this like 5 seconds, but I think
that's total. That happens all the time. That's what we're known for.
Right. So, I'm kind of thinking like, okay, Jeremy goes home. Who's like the biggest loser besides Jeremy? And I kind of want to say Mike, but because it was Jeremy's biggest ally, I don't know. No one else pops up to mind on the Goliath tribe of someone that majorly would have lost out. But like, I don't really feel like Mike lost that much.
Either. Yeah. I think LVP is a tough one tonight. I mean, who would your MVP from Alexa's team be then? So then we can talk about LVP together, but MVP from Alexa's team, Dan, Allison, Johnny Mundo, Natalia, Kara.
I would say Johnny Mundo just because he is like getting on the in with Natalie. And so he's making an inroad with someone that still is in the game. That's the first thing I think of. Maybe Natalia also, because she's showing that like she is some prowess like strategically in the game.
I think LVP could be Natalia. I really do think she could be because she gave into Angelina, and it could be for the worst for her. I honestly think it is going to be the worst for her. And she just caved into Angelina, and that's ultimately probably right. A smart move because you want to, you know, you want to cave to,
right,
you know, the person who's, you know, whatever. But, you know, let her be the threat. But, you know, I think Natalia could be in trouble.
It's hard. I'm fine with Natalia then.
Yeah. All right, so we'll say Natalia for LVP. Obviously, everybody's going to vote, so they'll end up saying it anyway. Natalie for MVP or Angelina for MVP, and you were also saying Johnny Mundo for MVP. So there you go. Bunch of MVPs over there. All right, well, let's do a couple comments here. Let's do a couple. So where did it go? Oh, no. I lost my Twitter. No. So you got to fill the dead air for me now because I lost the Twitter. I have to get it back up.
hello to everyone in the chat. I wanted to give out as many – I tried to give out the shout out to Bradley and Kellen earlier. I'm the intern. I emailed Phil and Alexa last season. Sorry, this is just me filling as much as I can.
Go ahead. Keep going.
And I emailed them and I was like, hey, let me fill out some spreadsheets for you in exchange for talking about Survivor and potentially being on a podcast. So here I am. I'm glad I got the shout out, Kellen and Bradley. This is my first like foray into the Survivor scene. I'm running out of things to fill with.
I got it. So we're good. I got it. Perfect. I'm ready.
Perfect timing.
So here we go. We got JP Porter. What special advantages do you guys think are going to be in play this season? Also, do you think this is the season we finally find idols at Tribal? I don't think so because we haven't heard of it. But I think that, you know, I'm still waiting to see how the idol nullifier is going to come into play.
Right. I feel like because they announced that it was going to be a thing, that we're going to see it. Like, I don't think Jeff would... Like I don't know when the interview was conducted, but like if they say that the idol nullifier is going to come into play after the season premieres or the season gets filmed, like then that's probably going to show that like it gets used or at least found by somebody in the season.
Yeah, it has to happen at some point. We just haven't seen it yet. Andy Vogel, bye bye winner pick, bye bye bootless, bye bye prop bet, bye bye fantasy team. I'm afflicted. I think a lot of people took a hit tonight with Jeremy going home. People were really high on Jeremy before the season.
Yeah, started. Yeah, I did really like Jeremy. I don't remember where he was in any of my stuff, but I know he was pretty high. So
yeah. So then we have, let's see here. Do you think Jeremy, this is from Gamer Girl, do you think Jeremy was not paranoid and had found out that Angelina was targeting him, that he would have targeted Angelina? See, this is what I was thinking. He never even caught wind that he was in trouble, and we didn't see hashtag blindside tonight, which means we might have to take it out of the prop bet game. But we haven't seen that in a long time.
Right. I mean, it wasn't like he was just trying to help out Natalie. He's like, yeah, sorry, you're going home. I tried to help you see what was going on, but ultimately you didn't really listen to me. But there was no hashtag blindside, which is weird.
Twice now. When was
the last time that there was a hashtag blindside on screen?
I think it might have been Stephanie Gonzalez.
Right. Okay. I mean, that's still like a season. You know,
that's still a season. And I'm surprised we've had two solid blindsides. Boom, boom.
That's a good point. Right.
You know,
right.
We've had two back to back, and one was a blindside of the audience, the other and the person, and the other one was a blindside of the person, not so much the audience. So I'm surprised we didn't see it. I really am.
Right. Me too.
Knoxville Monkey says, if he had to pick between two, would Christian be better off with Nick or Gabby? Who do you think he's better off with?
I think Christian is strategically better off with Gabby because they think the same way. I think his alliance with Nick is more unexpected, and he could use Nick as kind of like a spy, and they could play both sides. So yeah. I don't know. I would say Gabby.
Yeah, I would say Gabby. I think he's better off with Gabby. I think Gabby is less sneaky than Nick is. I think Gabby is right. Wearing it on her sleeves. I mean, they even said tonight she cries too much. She's always crying. It seemed like everybody was the most hurt by her. So, yeah, I think that she is the better choice here for Christian. It'd be work with her. And I think he will. But I think Nick right now is kind of being set up to end up being wrong, if that makes sense.
Right. And I feel like that Christian and Nick are fair-weathered friends. Like, oh, it's working out now, so everything's fine. But, you know, when push comes to shove, I feel like Gabby's going to be there with him.
Yeah, and I think there's a much better chance that Nick tries to turn on Christian than Gabby ever tries to turn on Christian.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. So that's really it. I mean, those are really the only comments there. I mean, what do you have to say? I mean, we're at like 50 minutes, you know, we normally go an hour. We can keep it a little bit short. That's okay. That's not a big deal, but
I'm okay with that. That was a fast 50 minutes. We just kept going.
That's what I mean. So Alexa and I, we get a lot of crap where it's like, that was an hour and a half. We didn't know. We just sit here and talk and then it's over.
Right.
You know, we get yelled at a lot because our episodes are longer. How could it be a recap if it's longer than the actual episode? Well, we recapped everything and we gave thoughts.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on here. So just one last thing with the prop bets. Jeremy had no words when he left and Natalie had the episode quote. How those boot lists come in there, intern? Got to throw you out there.
Well, I'm trying to graduate college, so I've had a tough project. I'll be on those soon, Phil. Don't worry.
Don't worry. I've input. I want everybody to know that I've inputted most of the boot lists, and I did all of the prop bets. I just want everybody to know that. So you could have been our intern, everybody out there listening. You could have been our intern. You could have been on this podcast right now. You could have done one season of work and then faked it the rest of the time. You're not even in college. I know how easy it is to graduate with Virginia Tech. My sister did it, so I know. Ooh. Yeah. I know how easy that is.
At least we're still friends, Phil. That's really what you care about now.
That's it. I found out today your name was Robert. It was so funny. Like, I won't forget the one time I think you actually – somebody – it was either you or Alexa. She said Robert, and I was just like, who? Like, because I hadn't communicated. Alexa does all of the communicating. See, with Alexa being here, I don't know if everybody notices. There's no pictures on the YouTube videos right now because she makes those. The Twitter has been really lame because she does all of that. Alexa has her shtick here. She's really good at the stuff that she does, and I'm really good at ignoring that type of stuff. So if you've ever emailed us, you've probably gotten emailed back by Alexa, and Robert was emailed back by Alexa. So she knew that his name was Robert, but she would actually say to me, we have an intern. That's all she would say. So that's why you're intern, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, you know, I'm okay with that. It's the position I chose, it's the position I asked for, and it's the position I will continue to have.
There you go. I also love that Gamer Girl said they're called thumbnails. I like that shows how out of touch I am with this. I knew that they were called thumbnails, but I couldn't think of the word because I never make them. So, I don't know. Alexa, when she comes back, she'll come in, she'll swoop in, make everything better again. Everybody can be happy because Alexa's here and it's not just me giving my opinions and pretending I'm listening to the other people on the other side. but no, this was good. Intern, you were really good. You came on, you know, we hadn't even spoken. Intern wanted to do a test today. We all knew there wasn't going to be a test today. Like, we all knew that we weren't going to.
I didn't want to be the embarrassing intern and have technical difficulties. So
I'm just saying.
I do boot lists. I help you out so much, Phil.
There it is. Yeah, you do boot lists that I think I'm going to end up finishing probably tomorrow at work, because at work I do absolutely nothing on Thursdays. So I might just end up finishing those then. But, you know, hey, you put them in there. And also, I won't tell you how far we've gotten or what order we've done them in, because we've done them in an order. Because I also, now that we've actually said all of this, if somebody goes on there and it says edited, we know that you're a cheater. And no, you do not get points for that. I looked through the ones that were left. Well, I think two of them had Pat as the first boot. So there you go. I already know. Right. And nobody had Jeremy at 17 or 18, whatever the hell, you just went home. So just want to throw all of that out there. But yeah, so intern, I'm going to do the Alexa. You want to give the Alexa wrap up a shot? Because I'm pretty terrible at it. You want to see if you can pull it off?
Oh, God. I would definitely not be able to do it.
You don't think so? All right, cool.
So confident in my failure there.
All right. Well, I was going to try to put you on the spot so that when you did it, everybody could remember at least Phil was better than intern at doing the wrap.
No, I'm tapping out there.
All right. Well, anyway, Alexa, I'm like 99% sure will be back this weekend. She told me that she's pretty sure that she's going to be here. I don't think she has to travel for this series or whatever's going on. So she should be here this weekend, either Saturday or Sunday. Follow us on Twitter so that you can find out. Follow us on Facebook. People will normally post there, aka Alexa. I don't post there. I keep forgetting to do it, and I didn't do it again today. You know, like us over there on YouTube. That's probably the most important one. Subscribe to us there. Go give us 5 stars on iTunes. Now I'm choking. Go give us 5 stars on iTunes. And intern will not be back on Sunday, but maybe. No, he will not. It's going to be Phil and Alexa. But he did a very good job filling in tonight.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome, especially since you're the first person who's filling in completely blind.
I'd love to be ignored by you in another podcast, Phil.
There you go. Hey, that's the dream. Alexa knows. half the time, Alexa's sending me memes. And I'm sitting here, and I'm like, I'm in the middle of this great story, Alexa. What do you mean you're sending me memes? Like, where's this coming from? You know, so she's not listening to me either. But no, this was good, and we appreciate you coming on. Appreciate everything you did last season for all the fantasy games. Appreciate what you attempted to do this season for all the fantasy games.
Happy to help.
And you know, go graduate from Virginia Tech. We don't want to keep you there too long.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah. All right. Well, goodbye, everybody. Intern, parting words. You get the last word.
Go Hokies, I guess. That's the lamest thing I could have said.
You can't say, you can't do that because we're Miami people. That's a disaster. You could have just said, screw FSU. That would have been fine. You could have said, Christian, okay. Have fun being a Noles fan.
Let's say, screw FSU. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that works. All right, that's better. I'll end with Go Monarchs.